little bit about Apostle Leon. He is an apostle from Christian International. He's the executive vice president of CI Ministries Network. He's the president and senior pastor of CI Family Worship Center in Versailles, Indiana. If you ever go over there, they would love to see you. When is your school of the Holy Spirit? It's so the second Friday, if you ever want to do something, go on over there. They also have a school of the Holy Spirit over there. Excuse me. He oversees the ministry of CI Central Headquarters and the Trading Center that is also located in Versailles. And he is an international prophet and apostle with a wonderful call on his life. These are many of the things that Apostle Leon does. And frankly, there's a lot more. And they're all honorable. They are all great accomplishments. And I think they're pretty impressive in their scope. But what really blesses me is who he is. It's not all that you do. It's who you are. So he is a humble servant of Jesus Christ. He is a faithful husband. He's a loving father and a doting grandpa. He is a mentor. He's a friend to many. He is a real deal. I have found out he is a real deal. He is very transparent. He is an admittedly broken man who's been remade by the loving hand of his Father God. He is a walking testimony of the power and the transforming grace of God and all that Jesus has done for him and for us. He is approachable. He is compassionate and kind, and he is like the centurion in Luke 7, who Jesus commended because of his faith and that he understood authority. So this is a man who is a man of authority because he is a man under authority. And whatever else he wants to share with us tonight, would you please warmly welcome Apostle Leon Walters.
Amen. Now give a hand to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Amen. There's no way that we could read his resume. Amen. My grandma would be real proud of me tonight if she heard that. Amen. Can I get a copy of that, by the way? I don't know. The more you was talking, the tireder I was getting. Praise God. Do I need this? Is this to turn everybody on or what? What do you think that is? Do I blow up the building here or what? My Bible may argue. Praise the Lord. Awesome, awesome to be back with you here in the thriving metropolis of Marion, Ohio. Glory to God. Woo, it's been a few years since I've been here. Amen. But a few traffic light changes and a few changes on the road, and I'm trying to find my direction, and so, but we found our way. Glory to God. How many of you in love with Jesus tonight? Amen. I'll tell you, this is just when you sit here in the presence of the Lord. Of course, I've been coming to Marion, probably since the origination. Amen. I knew the apostle, the founder. Amen. A very, very close friend, and we labored together many, many times. And but just the roots of the anointing that has come into this place, there's a residue. Look at somebody say, there's a residue. Amen. So when you just come into the place, amen, there's a residue of anointing here. And that's because the presence of Father is here. Amen. And, God loves each one of you so much. He loves your city. Amen. But I can tell you this by the Spirit, that he wants fresh fire. I believe that word that was released tonight about Holy Ghost, amen, a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, amen. And how many of you received that? Really, really, really received that. It'd just be so good if God got so much on you that you started speaking tongues and couldn't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Or you just become so endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit Amen. That anybody around you knows, they feel, they see, there's something different about you. Amen. So praise God. It's just good to be here. Amen. With the time frame that we have tonight, we want to be on time because prophetic teams, amen, will be ministering. If you have a handheld recorder, I don't know who Father's going to call out and minister to tonight, but I do know he will minister to some. Amen. If you'll have your recorder ready, amen, so that you could record that. Otherwise, they'll have it recorded in the room, and you can have that mailed to you. Amen. Look at somebody say, enlarge your borders. I almost argued with the Holy Spirit about what to share here tonight because there are so many things. I'm telling you guys, you need to get ready in this geographical area, not just Marion, but in Ohio, amen, that there's something that's moving by the Spirit that's going to cause a shaking in Ohio, but it's also going to cause a kingdom release. Say a kingdom release. You have to understand this. When a lot of seed is planted, there's a time that it has to grow. Look at somebody say, it has to grow. There's been prophetic seeds planted. The word has been planted. The Bible's very clear, amen, that one plants, another waters, and then God brings the increase. Amen. I was a part and have got to be a part of the planting many years ago here. Amen. But and then y'all are doing the watering. Come on, that was watering in worship tonight. Come on, as you begin to release yourself into the worship and into the praise, we begin to soil the atmosphere, amen, and then these dancers, hallelujah. I didn't know those little flies could scare you until I sit on the front row. She popped that flag, my leg kicked. Whew, I said, I'm sitting in the wrong place. Oh, I did sit on a front row in California. They about beat me up with a flag. So you learn to watch them. They're going to get you. No, praise God. I just love them. I love all of you too. Amen. We're going to speak about enlargement tonight, probably through the weekend. Amen. Because I believe this is the time of increase. Say increase. Amen. How many business people do we have here tonight? You have your own businesses or you know that you're called to be in business? Amen. Just stand to your feet real quick. If you know there's an entrepreneur anointing upon you, you know you're called to business. Amen. Maybe you've not started a business yet, but you know you have a call or you're in business right now. I just want to release a charge. Just raise your hands with me. I just want to release a charge to you. Amen. I charge your spirit, amen, that you'll have no fear. Amen. That there will be a boldness like the line of the tribe of Judah begin to rise up in you, and that no opposition will be able to withstand you or withhold you, and you are unstoppable, amen, and you will prove the works of Jehovah Jireh, amen, upon the earth, and you will prove the works of Jehovah Nishi as his authority in the earth, amen, and this is a new season of kingdom release, and as I'm praying for you right now, I just see new kingdom concepts, I see new kingdom anointing. I see fresh kingdom open doors that are going to begin to open to you, and you're going to be more challenged from this time forward in your business, in your family, in your church, in your sphere of influence. And God said, I called you to be reproducers, and I want you to reproduce after your kind, says the Lord. And I want to break a spirit of limitation off of you and the thing that has tried to limit you, false accusations that have been brought against you, closed doors that have resisted you, a report of the enemy that tried to subdue you, and I just break every spirit of limitation, limitations of fear, insecurity, limitations of not knowing that you're fully qualified, limitations of self-comparison and comparing yourself to other people, and I break the strongholds off of you now in Jesus' name, and I decree from this time forward that this will be a time of prospering, and even what you lost in the back past season, God said, I will multiply it back to you 100-fold in this season, says the Lord. And God said, get yourself ready because I'm increasing your momentum and I'm bringing you to a new level and I'm putting you into a new race and you're going to increase your pace and you're going to run for my kingdom, says the Lord. Father, I charge them, charge their businesses, charge their concepts, charge their vision right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I decree enlargement, God, that that they will enlarge their borders and they'll not be restricted by winds of opposition. In Jesus' name I pray. Give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. 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 I believe whenever we talk about subjects or we just decree a word of increase, amen, we make the devil nervous. I mean, the devil would just be perfectly happy if all of you just be quiet and silent and don't get too excited. You know, that just makes the devil just totally happy. But when you break out of your fears and you break out of your limitations and you break out of your old mindsets, come on now, look at somebody and say, shift. I was reading on one of the shirts up here tonight, said shift on it. Yeah, there she is. Woo! Amen. You literally have to shift. You have to shift your mindset. Come on now. You have to shift your attitude. You have to shift your faith. You have to shift your vision. Come on. You have to shift out of your old season. As I drove into Marion this afternoon, amen, I was just hearing that this is a time of transformation. Amen. Don't look to the old. Amen. Go back to the book of Haggai chapter 2. Amen. Where the prophet began to declare over Israel and said, you cannot compare this present move that I'm doing to a past move. Come on now. Come on, I was in this church 20 years ago. I mean, I've seen the walls bulging, and I've heard the sounds, you know, so great. It seemed like it vibrated on the outside. But according to the Word of God, that was nothing compared to now. Look at somebody say, it's a new day. You can get so caught up looking in your past, amen, that you miss looking into that next season that God has you. I believe it's the same with your businesses. Come on now. God has new concept. He has new kingdom release, amen, for your business. And then I heard the word families. Everybody say families. Amen. You need to get a fresh vision for your family. Why? Because God says that I'm going to begin to restore. Come on now. I'm going to begin to bring healing. I'm going to begin to touch the hearts of prodigals. Come on now. I'm going to open new pathways. Amen. For your children and your children's children. Amen. Why? Because it's a new season of kingdom release. You either get in the river, amen, that they was releasing up here tonight. Now, I almost walked under it, but I thought, I'm getting so much where I'm at, I probably drowned if I walk under. I could feel him just sending the wind to me there. You know, so I just take it. Hallelujah. Let it come. Amen. Praise God. Look at somebody say enlargement. Amen. So I hear the Lord saying this year, amen, and from where you're at right now, amen, that to enlarge your borders, secure your borders, amen, and also rebuild your walls. Say, rebuild my walls. Amen. So I believe we're in a time of construction in the kingdom of God. Come on, now I can bring you words tonight from Africa, amen, from Australia, from Singapore, Malaysia. I could bring you words tonight from the Dominican Republic. I could bring you from California to New York, Miami to Maine, amen. Things that are happening in the church, and I can inform you that what you are experiencing and going through right now is you're not in an alone place. Come on now. Churches and saints throughout the whole earth are experiencing, it just seems like, a place where you've got to break through, but you're not quite broke through yet. Come on now. But the breaking is happening. Say, the breaking's happening. Amen. I had one man stand up and he said, I've gone through the breaking. Now I need to break on through. Come on, and you've been through enough breaking. Now we just need to break on through, and we're going to do that by coming into agreement with what the Holy Spirit, not trying to be popular, not trying to be the best, trying to be obedient. Come on now. While I was sitting on the front row tonight, I'm going to say this several times this weekend because I believe it's a fresh word, and it's authority. And it was interesting that you begin to introduce that about authority. Amen. I believe it's a new season of release of authority. Everybody say authority. When you exercise your authority, you walk with a different attitude. When you know you're an authority, people respect you different. When you know, when you're the one that's activating the authority, you control, amen, you might say, that atmosphere that is around you. You're the one that brings the kingdom shift. Amen. And so we're in a time of kingdom shift, a time of enlargement. Amen. And God says to secure your borders, hold steady, stand strong where you're at, and begin to rebuild your walls. Amen. I want to activate a couple prophetic words here tonight. One of them is from Bishop Hammond. How many of you have ever read any of Bishop Hammond's books? Amen. He has a new book out on God's World War III. How many of you have read that? Not very many of you. Well, I wish I'd have brought two cases of them tonight. Amen. But God's World War III, you could go online, ChristianInternational.org, and you could order books from there. But his new book on God's World War III is targeting every business person, every family, every individual. Amen. And aligning yourself with the army of the Lord and get yourself ready for war. Some people are crying peace, peace, peace when it's a time of war. Come on now. This is not a time to back off. It's not a time to sit down. It's not a time to be silent. If any time that the church needs to be heard or the voice of the church needs to be heard, amen, it's now. Amen. And you know, the devil doesn't mind making himself known. Come on, he doesn't mind making himself known. And he's trying to shout loud in the earth today, but the church has to shout louder. Amen. Why? Because the kingdom is in you. Say, the kingdom's in me. Bishop Hammond released a word in the beginning of the year, amen, and he was decreeing that word from now forward, which means that word is active right now, amen. And he was decreeing that, amen, as you co-labor with God this year, say co-labor. The Bible says, James chapter 1, I want you to be doers of my word and not just hearers only. Say doers. When that word doers means to put the word to work or to work the word. Amen. When you hear a prophetic word, now I'll get a copy of this prophetic word that this brother gave me tonight, and I will listen to that many times over. Amen. I'll listen. I always listen to prophetic words. I write them out. I read that word. Amen. Because I'm decreeing that that is a word of breakthrough. He said about three key things in that prophetic word that I've been praying about, amen, and he is releasing it prophetically. So when you know the word, the word will make you free. So I always quoted that set you free, but it really doesn't say set. It says make. I think we changed it to set because people don't like to be made to do anything. You shall know the word, and the word will make you free. Amen. So there's a making in the process of coming into the fullness of the word of God. So Bishop was saying, as you co-labor with him and with the word of the Lord, amen, as you put the word to work, you work that word, you work your faith into that word, you work your decree into that word, you come into an alignment with the word of God, amen, that is working the word. He said, if you'll do that and you're obedient to his commandments, say his commandments. Look at somebody and say, God has not changed his mind. We shouldn't have to go to Cracker Barrel to read a sign that says the Ten Commandments. God hasn't changed his mind. Come on now. It should be a known fact in the heart of every believer, amen, that we walk in accordance and alignment, amen, with the commands of God, amen. And as we're walking in alignment with his word, obedient to commandments, he decreed that it will be a glorious and prosperous year. Now, some people may say, what's the big deal? I'm decreeing over you right now. I'll be leaving here on tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, late. Amen. But I'm releasing a deposit or a decree of the word right now. Amen. That from this time forward, that it will, you'll begin to experience a glorious and a prosperous year. Amen. Say a glorious and prosperous year. Now, I was just on the phone with Bishop. Matter of fact, just yesterday. And he said, you know, since I've decreed that, I've not experienced it yet. But he said, I am not going to quit decreeing it because I know it's the word of the Lord. Come on now. And I'm going to war with that word, and I'm going to keep decreeing that word until I'm walking in the glorious breakthrough. Come on now. Look at somebody and say, you are going to break through. Man, I think it's just awesome as the body of Christ, man, if you see somebody around you that is in a struggle or in a place of hardship or in a place where they're just not quite, their faith is not quite coming up to standard, amen, grab hold of them. Let's pick each other up. Come on now. This is a time that you've all got to run together. Amen. And there's an eagle anointing that is upon this house, that is upon this city, that is my own mascot. Amen. Is eagles. Amen. But there's an eagle anointing here. Amen. That is empowering you. Amen. To work against all resistance and to get into the current of the wind of the Holy Spirit. Come on now. And God's going to bring you up into high places. Say high places. Amen. So it's a new season of kingdom release, and God's wanting to give you a refreshing in your mindset, amen, that you begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness like you have never hungered before. Come on, sometimes you have to just begin to put a draw on the Holy Spirit. I had the Holy Spirit speak to me this last year about prayer and about breaking out into a new place in prayer. Now, let's see. I've been in ministry for at least 40 years, but longer. And I turned 75 in November. Yeah, November. My wife and I was just married 56 years in July. And praise God. You know, but I'm putting a demand on the anointing. Amen. And so I heard the Father speak to me, and he said, I want to bring you to a new place. And I want you to begin, I'm calling you to a new place of prayer. Everybody say prayer.
Prayer.
And I like to believe I pray all the time. I just pray. I just pray when I walk. I pray when I talk. I pray in the grocery line. Hallelujah. And they say what? And I say shandarabakasa. And they say it's okay. Just give me your credit card. I know how to pray. Well, the Lord spoke to me, he said, I want to bring you to a new place in prayer. Now, come on. And I said, well, what do you have in mind? He said, I want you to get up early in the morning. I say, I already do. I get up at 7. Now, when I was 55 and 65, you know, 5 and 6 was okay. But it's not as okay now. Your body begins to talk to you. Okay. And he said, I said, well, what do you got in mind? He said, I'm thinking 6:30. And I'm like, 6:30. All right, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, if you followed me most of the time, I'm ministering at least 5 times a week, sometimes more. But, I don't get to bed till 2-3 in the morning. And even when you minister, you can't just go home and go to sleep. I mean, you got to work through all of that. I mean, what did I tell you anyway? Oh, Jesus. I mean, I start praying over prophecies. God, if I said anything that was out of order, hide it from them. Erase it off of their tape. Come on. You know, God said, I want you to get up early and pray. So I come in agreement with the Holy Spirit, and I got up early. And I discovered I got to get up at 5:45 to be in prayer by 6:30. I said, how long do you want me to pray? 2 hours. That was very quick. 2 hours. Okay. I'm going to get up at 6:30 in the morning. I'm going to pray for 2 hours, Monday through Friday. All right. So he gave me a plan. And so I got up, and on Monday morning, I went into my office at far end of our home, and my wife's in bed at the other end, and I'm at the other end. I'm going to pray. Shandalabaki soto. I'm going to pull heaven to earth. All of you know how to pray, right? You know how to get radical in prayer, right? Come on. Are y'all with me tonight? Is anybody out there? It's okay. God likes it loud. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I begin to pray, Jean Barabakasa, pulling heaven to earth. And it was like God tapped me on the shoulder and he said, not that way. I said, not that way. What do you want me to pray? He said, I'll show you. And so I just begin to pray again, and he taps me on the shoulder, and he said, not here. Not here? Where do you want me to go? He said, I want you to get out of here, and I want you to go over to the church. I'm like, God, Jack Frost is outside. It's cold outside. But I come in agreement. So I go over to the church early, and I start praying, Jarabasandai, and he reminded me. He said, I told you a new way. I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, I want to have intimacy with you. And guess what? I discovered I did not know how to just get into the presence and just have intimacy with the Father. I know how to pray and I know how to talk to God and I know how to command and I know how to pull things in, but I did not know just how to be quiet and to be able to have intimacy with the Father and just love on Him and let Him love on me. Look at somebody and say, God wants to love on you. I believe God's calling us to a new place of intimacy, getting into the mind, getting into the heart of the Father. And as you do, God begins to reveal new things to you. Amen. This Logos word of God, it begins to take on a whole new flavor in your spirit. Come on now. And it begins to bring fresh life in your spirit. And the word begins to come a flesh into your own flesh. And it becomes bone of your bone, blood of your blood. Come on. And it causes a new life of the spirit to begin to flow through you. Amen. So God said it's a brand new season. Come on now. And I want to have intimacy with you. And you're going to experience a glorious and a prosperous breakthrough. Come on now. And so I'm decreeing that over you. Amen. From this time forth, amen, make yourself a little slogan that this is the time for a glorious and a prosperous breakthrough. Come on. Bishop Hammond said it'll be much like on the day of Pentecost. Come on now. How you remember Acts chapter 2 in the day of Pentecost? Come on. Jesus said, I'm going to ascend to the Father, but I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. Come on now. And He's going to dwell. He's going to dwell not just with you, but it's going to be Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on. He said, I'm getting ready to bring a kingdom shift to earth like earth has never known. Come on now. I'm telling you, there's a presence of the Holy Spirit in the whole earth. If you was to travel from here to Singapore, Malaysia, or to the different nations of the world, you would begin to see the power and the manifest presence of God wherever you are at. Come on. It doesn't matter what language that they are speaking in what nation, the Holy Spirit language, that intelligent language of heaven, it all sounds the same. Come on, it doesn't matter if I'm in Mexico or wherever I'm at, wherever you're at, it's the same tongue, it's the same language of the Holy Spirit. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is being released throughout the nations of the world, and there's one voice that is crying out, come on now, and we have every reason to believe that this is time for outpouring of the Holy Spirit that begins to bring transformation in your family, in your business, in your community, in your city, in your home, in your church, wherever you're at. Come on now. The Holy Spirit is present with you. Woo! Say, He's present with me. Ah, my brother sitting right here with glasses and got your arm around a beautiful lady beside you there. Right here. Yes. Would you please stand with me? Do you mind? A plaid shirt. Yeah, that's you. Is that your girlfriend or your wife? Pardon?
My wife.
It's your wife. Okay. Your wife, stand with your husband. We're going to prophesy that you'll be his girlfriend, all right? No, I have to. Amen. Stretch your hands over to them, would you? Just listen, as I just looked at the two of you, I just saw a cloud of the glory of God, the presence of Father over you. And the Lord says, son and daughter, from this day forward, things are not going to be the same. Get yourself ready for a shift, says the Lord. For the enemy came in like a flood to rob, to steal, to kill. But I've come to heal. I've come to deliver. I've come to set free. I've come to fully restore, fully restore, fully restore, says the Lord. And God said, you don't have to cry for more, because I'm going to give you more than enough, says the Lord. And God said, son, I'm putting a fresh dream and a fresh vision inside of you, and I'm releasing a healing miracle in your body, says the Lord. And God said, you're not going to have to slow down and you're not going to have to sit down, but God said, get your running shoes on, son. God says, I'm going to open new doors of opportunity. You're going to be stronger in this season than you've ever been, says the Father. And God said, you're going to see the glory of the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, your prayers have broken through. They have broken through, says the Lord. And God said, I've already released angels on assignment. Heaven's in agreement with you, says the Lord. And God says, no, you've not asked for too much. As a matter of fact, I want you to ask for more, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, I'm going to open the heavens and I'm going to pour blessing out upon you. And I just see, I hear the words of reformation, the words of restoration. And God said, I will restore back to the two of you what the cankerworm, caterpillar, and locust have eaten away, says the Lord. And you'll know my favor in this season like you have never known before. And God says, quit looking to the right and the left and get your eyes focused on me. Don't hear the words of what others are saying. I want you to hear the words of the Holy Spirit. And God said, I want you to come into that place of intimacy with me, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to look deep into the treasures of your heart, and I'm going to allow you to see deep into the treasures of the vision that I have for you, says the Lord. Brother, God is healing you from your youth, from your childhood, from your adolescent years, even as a son, says the Lord. And God said, I'm restoring that heart, and I'm enlarging the capacity of the Father's heart within you. And God says, son, you're going to reach out more than you have ever reached, says the Lord. So God says, don't be shy, don't be silent, and don't be quiet. And the Lord said, this is the time to shout the shout of the kingdom, says the Lord. Father, charge them by the power of your love in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, God is so good, isn't he? Young lady right back here with a black blouse sitting sideways, your arms folded. That's you, huh? Praise God. Amen. Is that your boyfriend beside you? Is your husband? Okay, we'll prophesy him to be your boyfriend. If it's your husband, stand together. If you're married, stand together. But if you're not, please don't. Thank you, Lord. Amen. What's your name real loud? Grace and Ray. Amen. Stretch your hands over to Grace and Ray. Father, we just charge Grace and Ray right now. As I looked over the two of you, I could see rain. It was like it's just beginning to rain. And it's the rain of heaven. And it's going to be the rain of blessing. But it's also going to be a washing. It's going to be a cleansing rain, says the Lord. And God says, son, I'm going to clear the atmosphere. I'm going to clear the territory. You know, I'm from Denver, Colorado. That's my native home. Amen. So when we have rain there, I always enjoyed the rains because you have pretty hot days and, you know, getting up in the high 70s and stuff. But anyway, in the Mile High City, you probably get up into 80, 90 degrees in the summer. But when it would rain, it was like all the dust would wash away, and it just brought such a freshness into the atmosphere. And that's what I see God doing with you. God says, I'm going to begin to rain a freshness of my anointing, my favor upon you. And God said, where the enemy tried to weary you, tried to fatigue you, tried to wear you out, God said, I am picking you up in this season. And the Lord says, son, arise as a priest in your own family and begin to decree the word of the Lord. And God's going to begin to put a word of fire and a word of power in your heart, my brother. And if you're not careful, you'll question God about, am I able, am I qualified, or who am I? But the Lord said, you are one that I've appointed to pray, says the Lord. And God said, you begin to decree my word, and you'll see transformation in your own life and in your wife, in your family, and in all your sphere of influence, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, there's a prophetic mantle that's upon you, and God said it was in your family generations ago, but the Lord said no one picked it up, no one fulfilled it, no one manifested it. But God said, I want you to pick it up. As I could see you picking up the mantle, you say, what do I do? And it'll be like an Elijah. And the Lord said, just begin to follow the school of the prophets, follow those that know the truth. And God said, follow those that minister in that mantle of anointing, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, I'm going to give you double grace, double power, double favor, double anointing, and double release, says the Lord, and double increase. And the Lord said, you begin to decree a thing and believe it in your heart, and you will see transformation, says the Lord. God said, this is a time of turnaround. I'm turning it around for you. I'm turning it around for your family. And right now, I just hear a word of barrenness being broken off of you and off of your family. And God said, you're not going to be barren, but you're going to be productive, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to be high producers in my kingdom. And I just see you producing souls of the harvest. They're going to be drawn to you. And God said, you're going to bring souls into the kingdom in this end time harvest, says the Lord. Father, I just charge them right now. Activate a boldness in them, a confidence in them, a surety in them, Father, the power of your word to be activated through them. In Jesus' name we pray. So Bishop Hammond said this outpouring will be like on the day of Pentecost, amen, that suddenly, and our apostle worship leader begins to sing about suddenly tonight, amen. So I said, God, I got to go this way, amen, amen. But suddenly, the Bible says, suddenly, amen, the Holy Spirit fell upon that city and upon that place. Now, I've discovered for every suddenly, there's a process. Say there's a process. This year, you don't want to give up in your process. You don't want to give up short of what God has for you. If there was ever a time you need to press now. Amen? The Bible says as they waited many days in the upper room. How many of you like to have Father to tell you to go someplace and wait until? Come on, in America, come on, in our Western standard, hallelujah. If it doesn't happen in 3 days, forget it. Come on. Yeah, but go and wait. And they waited many days. Come on. After many days, the Holy Spirit began to, the Bible says, suddenly that the Holy Spirit fell upon that place. Amen. Like fire with tongues was resting upon their heads. And it was like, theologians figure it was more like a tornado in the city. The wind was so powerful and strong. It was a loud, it was a noisy place. But the power and the manifest presence of God was there. How many of you like to just get caught up in that type of power? God, well, get yourself ready. God said, I'm going to pour my spirit out upon your households, out upon your businesses, out upon your homes, out upon your families. Why? Because it's a new season of kingdom release. And the Lord said, and suddenly you will walk into your shift. Say suddenly. You know, what does the Bible say? The darkest is just before the dawn. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the darkness or we get weary before the dawn. Come on. But see, this is a new season of kingdom release. And God says that I'm going to pour out of my spirit upon you. And that miracle that you've been praying for, that breakthrough that you've been waiting for, that next level that you've been hoping for, that next place that you was trying to get to. Amen. One day it is not and tomorrow it is. That's what a suddenly is. Come on now. It means you stay in the process. You keep the faith and you keep running your race and you don't slow down and you don't back down and you don't give up, but you press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In that pressing process, your suddenly breaks through and the devil's defeated. Come on now. And the kingdom of glory begins to shine upon you. Woo. Look at somebody say, it's my season. Come on, it's your season, it's your time, amen, to enter into that fresh place. I'm just hearing fresh fire over Marion, Ohio. Let me tell you what, if we don't take it here, somebody else is going to get it. Come on, when God says, I'm going to pour it out, come on, it has to be up to you to say, I'm going to reach in, I'm going to get it. Let me just challenge you, when you go home tonight, when you walk through the doors of that doorway going into your home, hallelujah, and you cross that threshold, come on now, just begin to decree, this is going to be a glorious and a prosperous year and a time of breakthrough over me and over my household. Come on. My brother right on the end row right here with a gray shirt on, looking at, we're locked eye to eye, that's you. Amen. You want to stand with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Shout your name to me because it's important. Brandon? Brent. I was close. I was close. Hallelujah. Amen. Brent, I just looked over you and I heard the word fire. God said, I'm going to light your fire, son. And God said, you're going to be a fire igniter. And God said, I'm releasing a fresh anointing upon you. And I'm stirring the vision in you once again, says the Lord. And God said, I'm breaking all fear. I'm breaking all intimidation. I'm breaking all self-comparison. I'm breaking every limitation off of you, says the Lord. And God says, son, this season, the sky is the limit. And God said, get your running shoes on. I'm putting you in a brand new race, says the Lord. And I'm bringing you to a place in my kingdom where you have only dreamed about, says the Lord. But God says, now it's going to be a reality, says the Lord. Brother, you are a giant killer, a giant slayer, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to find great pleasure in slaying the Goliath of the land, says the Lord. And whoo, you know, I just could only see David marching the head of old Goliath through the city. And God says, son, you're going to be one that will show off the power and the glory and the mighty presence of Heavenly Father. And God said, son, I'm going to restore back to you everything that the enemy tried to rob, steal, and kill, says the Lord. And God said, it's a new day of revival, and I'm setting a new fire on the inside. Whoa, I hear the word of God coming to live you. As God's doing something to your eyes, brother, your eyes are going to be able to be more intensified. You're going to be able to read longer. You're going to be able to stay in there. You're going to be able to keep your place when you're reading. And God says, son, your eyes are not going to fade, says the Lord. But God said, I'm going to show you deep into my word and deep into my spirit, says the Lord. The Bible says the deep calls unto deep. Iron sharpens iron. And God said, I'm calling you into a deep place of my presence in this season. And I hear a city prophet. And God said, I want you to prophesy to the airways, says the Lord. And God said, walk the streets and begin to decree the word and the power of Jehovah God in your city and wherever you go, says the Lord. And God said, I'll open platforms for you. And God said, I'll give you favor with people that you never dreamed you'd ever have favor with, says the Lord. Father, I charge this man. Okay, he doesn't fully understand the power and the magnitude of anointing and the power of the call of God that is upon his life. But Lord, I charge that calling right now. Oh God, that you made him aware of it. Oh God, when he was like 14 years old, oh God. And Lord, there was a stirring of something in his youth, oh God. And Lord, just life itself tried to separate the man from the call. But God says, now I'm marrying you back to the calling, says the Lord. And God said, I've allowed you to get experience. I've allowed you to get wisdom. I've allowed you to mature, says the Lord. And God says, now I want you to be sure that it is my glory, my anointing, my authority that rests upon you, says the Father. Lord, charge this man now by the power of your love and the power of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a gentleman over here on the end row right there with a kind of a t-shirt on with a beard. That you, hallelujah, amen, amen. Are you here by yourself, or is this is all family? Just so that I know, what, sisters?
Sister, mother, friend.
Sister and what?
Mother.
That's the mother? You're the mother? You look like the older sister. Okay, just, what's your name, my brother?
Eric.
I looked at you during the worship service. And God says, son, I'm going to set your heart on fire. Brother, you are a powerhouse. You are a man that has been put down, a man that has been shut down, a man that has been run down. But the Lord says, son, I'm building you up, says the Lord. God said, I have my anointing upon you, and your life was not an accident. I birthed you on purpose, says the Lord. And listen, heaven knew you before you ever got to earth, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to begin to inquire of me and inquire of heaven, says the Lord, and begin to set a new standard in your prayer time. Set a new standard in the word, says the Lord. And God said, this will be a season of revelation. And God said, the secret things belong to me, but when I reveal them, they belong to you. And God says, I'm giving you the hidden secrets of my heart, says the Lord. Brother, there's an evangelist anointing upon you that will destroy powers of darkness, that will activate people into excitement, says the Lord. And God says, I'm breaking every spirit of poverty and every spirit of robbery and everything that has tried to rob, steal, and kill, says the Lord. And God said, son, I want you to lift your sights higher. Now listen to me closely. I see some education opportunity that is going to open for you, and you're going to say, it's too long, too late, too I way past my gate. But the Lord says, no, I'm going to open a new gate of opportunity. And now listen, it's going to be a short class, it's going to be a short session, but it's going to update you, and it's going to open a new door of opportunity that is going to reposition you, says the Lord. And it'll be like Elisha Tishbite when he come out of the wilderness. Suddenly he come out of the wilderness, and the Lord says, suddenly, son, you're coming out of your wilderness. And God said, you're going to be a proclaimer of the kingdom of light, and you're going to be a man that will fight the good fight of faith, says the Lord. And God said, I'll cause my power, my mantle, my love, my anointing, not only to rest upon you, but to go before you. God said, I'm preparing a way. And just like Paul charged Timothy, he said, Timothy, wage a good warfare over the prophecies that have already gone before you. Say, gone before you. The word has already gone before you. And the Lord said, I'm setting order. I'm setting everything in place. And you're going to begin to walk in the fulfillment, says the Lord. God just wants you to know that you have a teddy bear heart, says the Lord. Now. Amen. Now, I want to rebuke every person that has tried to come against you and that has tried to reshape you and reform you and put an expectation on you to be something that you're not. You're a man with the heart of God. You got a passion and you got a compassion for people, but they wouldn't let you touch them. They wouldn't let you come near them. But the Lord said, I'm breaking down the walls of division, says the Lord. And God said, I'm bringing you out for such a time as this. And you're going to be a kingdom igniter. And you're going to be a fire starter, says the Lord. And you're going to rush in and bring in the glory of my kingdom in the streets, in the community, in the marketplace, in the church, says the Lord. God said, son, lift your sights higher, and over your entire family, God said, I'm breaking every generational sin, every generational curse, and everything that has tried to keep you in one place. And the Lord said, if you'll lift your sights higher, you're going to see an anointing upon the entire family. And God said, this will be a time of family breakthrough. And God said, prodigals are going to come home. I see the enemy reached into the family and tried to rob children and grandchildren right out of the quiver. But the Lord said, I'm going to heal, I'm going to restore, says the Lord. And God said, I will raise up again, says the Lord. Father, I charge them as a family now by the power of your love and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. So it's going to be a glorious and a prosperous year, and it'll be like on the day of Pentecost. Suddenly, God will break through for you, and he's going to break through for you. Say, he's going to break through for me. Yeah, Pastor Tom Hammond had a word in relation to gates in 2008. We prophesied about gates and other networks begin to prophesy about gates and come to your gate, go through your gate, get on the other side. Glory's on the other side. Amen. But Apostle Tom's word this year, amen, was begin to battle at your gate. Come on. You say, how do you do that? Did you see these ladies up here tonight demonstrating acts of war? Well, I do that in prayer. Come on. Yeah, come on. You have to just begin to demonstrate acts of war. Come on. And tell the devil no more. Come on now. You've got all you're going to get. Come on now. This is my time. This is our time that we're breaking through to that next place. And we discovered that too many people get to your gate, and before you cross through, the opposition gets so heavy and so great, come on now, that you end up coming in agreement and saying, yeah, I must have missed it, or it must be the wrong season, or I must be out of time. No, no, you're right on time, but you need to battle at your gate. Come on, I want to decree over you before the end of this year, you will battle at your gate. You'll destroy your giants at your gate. You will go through your gate. Come on now. You'll go through your gate of opportunity, your gate of miracle, your gate of healing. Come on now. Your gate of financial blessing, your gate of open door opportunity, your gate of breaking into the kingdom of God. Come on. I decree your gates to be open. Come on now. And that the heart of the warrior will begin to arise in you, and you will wage a good warfare. And you'll tell the devil no more. I'm talking about giants at your gate, like intimidation, humiliation, false accusation, depression, deception, manipulation, pollution, delusion. All of these giants are assigned to your gate, and they're saying, you can't come in here. And I don't know about you, but if somebody tells me that I can't, yeah, I've been married 56 years. My wife could tell you about that. But if somebody tells you that you can't, it should cause something to ignite inside of you saying, who says that I can't? Because God said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Why are you telling me that I can't? Come on, don't let people talk you out of the anointing and the power and the authority of Jehovah God that is on the inside of you. Do you understand that you are the church, the ecclesia? You are the called out one. You are the appointed one. You are the nearest and the dearest thing to the heart of God. Do you realize who you are in the kingdom of God? You're not just sheep sitting in a church. Come on now. You are warriors being prepared for the end time battle of the kingdom of God, so that the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ. You are somebody. You are important. You are empowered. Come on now. You are magnified in the eyes of your heavenly Father. Look at somebody and say, get it together. I'm afraid that as ministers, that we've done too good of a job on treating the church like an audience. Come on. Come to church. Be good. Stay out of trouble. Don't talk about your brother. Pay your tithes. Be on time. And don't forget next week. And every week thereafter. Now listen, as a pastor, as a leader, you know, when you step out and you begin to build and you begin to expand, you got to have people. So when any people are missing, it's a threat. But ministers are going to have to get past the threat. Because you're going to be called on spiritual assignments. I want you to be there every week on time, but sometimes Father is going to call you to another place. Come on. And you're going to have to learn to hear the voice of the Father. But don't forget your commitment and the authority that you're under. Bishop Hammond's book, On the Day of the Saints. How many of you have read that book? Bless all six of you. If Bishop was here, he'd say, well, you can get it, read it now, or you'll have to read it in eternity. No. But he was writing in this book on the Day of the Saints. And I appreciated him, and I quote his comment, amen, that accountability, stability, and being positioned under authority is going to be of greater requirement of you as the kingdom is released to you. Because the more that is given to you, the more that is required from you. You don't get your anointing to become lone rangers. You get your anointing to become mighty warriors. Warriors know how to stay together. Warriors know how to fight together. Warriors understand battle command. Warriors understand authority. Look at somebody and say, you're under authority. Now tell them if you're not, you should be. Tell them, I'll help you. But battle at your gate this year. Come on, begin to destroy the powers of darkness. Begin to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. Look at somebody and say, God is so good. God is so good. My brother right back here, you have on a hat, a ball hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there with a plaid shirt. Yeah, you understand? All right, are you married? Okay, is your wife here? Okay. What's your name? Terrence? Good. Thanks to Beltone, I still didn't hear it. Terrence, as I just looked at you, the Lord said to tell you that it's over. The past is finished. The past race is finished. John chapter 19, Jesus' final prayer on the cross, he said, it is finished. And the Lord said, the past is finished. And God said, I want you to set your eyes like flint on my kingdom, says the Lord. And God's given me Joshua chapter 3 for you. And Joshua went through the camp of Israel. And the Bible says that he was called to give them a command and to command them that in 3 days, they're going to cross over this Jordan. And he said, keep your eyes on me. When you see the ark of the covenant, the power of God, he said, get up out of the place you're at and go after it and keep your eyes on me because you've not come this way before. God says, I'm bringing you, son, to a place that you have not been before. And you can't bring the old baggage. You can't bring the old stuff. It's a new day. The past is finished. Whatever you have to forgive, forgive it and let it go. Draw the line of demarcation, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to set your eyes like flint and don't look to the right or to the left. I hear God say, I'm breaking the spirit of robbery that has tried to rob you and that has tried to keep you from prospering. And God said, this will be a brand new season, son. And God said, in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. In the power of agreement of two or three, God said, there's authority and there's power, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to be planted. I want you to be solid, says the Lord. And God said, you can't be wavering, not in this season. God said, this is your time. It's like God is bringing you right up to the end of a springboard, and he's getting ready to springboard you into a whole new season of your life. And God said, son, the past can't come with you, says the Lord. But God said, this will be a new day of breakthrough, a new day of vision, a new time of increase, a new time of provision, a new time of elevation, says the Lord. And God says, son, there's a prophetic mantle on you and within you, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to team up in the school of the prophets, and I want you to make yourself available, be teachable, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to learn to blend with the body of Christ. And the Lord said, I want you to be able to release that compassion in the heart of the Father into the hearts of my people, says the Lord. And God said, son, as you bless my kingdom, God said, I'm releasing angels on assignment, and my power and authority is going to bless your family, says the Lord. And God said, this will be a time of increase and not decrease, says the Lord. Father, I charge this man of God by the power of your word right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless him, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to get ready to bring this to a close. One third word, and then we'll do a continuation on this on the weekend. Amen. But Prophetess Jean Hammond gave a word activation, and her activation was that this is the beginning of a new release of the prophet's reward. Say the prophet's reward. The prophet's reward, according to the scriptures in 2 Kings with the Shunammite woman, the prophet's reward is the miracle, say the miracle, that money can't buy. How many of you need a miracle that money's not the issue? I need some miracles that money can't buy. Come on now. You come to a place where there are things you need from the kingdom of God that money is not the issue. The prophet's reward is the miracle that money can't buy. Can I release a decree over every ear that is hearing me tonight? Amen. That I'm going to begin to release a miracle for you. And I'm not just going to release one miracle. I'm going to release a wave of miracles. Say a wave of miracles. Because you don't just need one miracle, brother. You need miracle after miracle. You need miracles to support the miracle that you just got. He said, I'm going to release miracle after miracle. I'm going to release a wave of miracle. Amen. Decree over your households. Decree over your life. Decree over your businesses that this will be a time of the wave of miracles of the kingdom of God. Listen, you're going to have to learn to shift from the place that you're in and get on the crest of the wave, amen, of the new thing that God's doing. Say, get on the crest of the wave. I was in Brisbane, Australia. In an afternoon, we had a couple hours free, and they took us down by the river that flows right down through the heart of the city of Brisbane, and you got all these little coffee shops on the side, and it's kind of a neat place, but they took me into a few shops, you know, because they want you to buy little kangaroos and little, you know, things for, you know, little, what do you call them, knick-knacky things or whatever. Oh, souvenir. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, to bring home, to give out. But they take me down there shopping. And I still like to wear ties. And, you know, I'm a dress-up person. And so I'm looking in this store, and they have all these ties. And I got caught in the ties. And I found a tie that I still have today. And it was a sheep. You know, its fleece was very full. And the sheep was right on the crest of a wave, surfboarding. With a scarf and a top hat and sunglasses on. And I looked at that tie and I said, that's prophetic. I got to buy that tie. Now, I've never worn it. I didn't have the nerve to wear it. But But I said, that tie is prophetic. Come on now. Because that sheep was a prophetic picture of being right on the crest of the wave. Come on. And there was another wave in the picture that was coming. And he was getting ready to cross from that wave and surf right over to the next wave. Look at somebody say, you don't have to crash. God, you don't have to crash in this season. Come on. You can get right on the crest of the wave where God has you. Come on now and begin to surf the wave of the Spirit where God has. But get ready to be a wave surfer. Come on, we're surfing in through the day of the saints and through the prophetic, the apostolic, but now we're getting ready to surf right into the army of the Lord. Come on now, and God's raising up an army in the earth. Come on, that is going to possess the kingdoms of this world. Come on, we will destroy the powers of darkness. The kingdom of light will prevail. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. Come on now, and in the end, it will all come back to Him. Come on now, don't crash on the sands of the shore. Come on now. Get ready to surf right to that next crest of the wave. Come on. Be a surf jumper. Hallelujah. Jump from wave to wave. Now, I've heard a lot of teaching on restoration, and they'll use this as an analogy. Come on now, that you get on the wave and you get on the high of what God's doing. Next thing you know, it's crashing and it's just a bunch of debris. Look at somebody say, you're not going to be debris on the seashore. God, no, we're going to jump from wave to wave. Come on now. I believe God's restoration, the mainstream of His restoration and what He is restoring back to us. Come on now. It's not going to be an afterthought or side thought or a back thought. It's going to be a current revelation. Come on now. That God has taken us from glory to glory, precept upon precept, line upon line. He is bringing us to a new place in His kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. So Jane Hammond began to prophesy the prophet's reward. Come on now, that this is a new season of a kingdom release of the prophet's reward. Amen. That miracle for you that money cannot buy. I was in Montreal and ministering to a congregation, probably, I don't know, 500-600 people. But when I walked into the sanctuary, there was a gentleman sitting on the very back row that had on a shirt and tie and dressed very nice. And when I walk in, I try to pat people and shake their hands. And if it's men, you know, I try to give them a good slap. We're not mamby-pamby, hallelujah. They all will. Anyway, I walked on up to the platform. When they introduced me to get up and speak, the Lord said, call that man out that you just greeted as you walked in the building. And I said, God, that man will think I'm setting him up. And so I began to argue with God. We do that, you know. But God says, now. And so So I called him out. I said, the gentleman on the very back row back there. And so he stood up to receive a word. And as the word of the Lord began to come to him, my profiteer walked out of the building. Come on. They didn't teach me in the prophetic school what does the prophetee do when the profiteer walks out. And the Holy Spirit said, keep prophesying. So I just kept prophesying to an empty chair for almost 5 minutes. Come on, powerful word. I don't know if I was scared or what, but I prophesied. Hallelujah. The gentleman come back the next day into the session, and the elders give him a tape. Y'all know what tapes are, right? Still, okay. My grandchildren don't know what they are. What is it? You know. And so... they gave him a tape and took him into a side room and listened to the word. And the man began to weep and began to cry. Come on now. And he gave me a testimony as he come through the prayer line. And he said, I came believing for a word. Come on. But when the word came, I was hurting too bad to receive it. Come on. He said, I've been in ministry for 30 years and I just built a brand new church in a Baptist organization, just built a brand new building. And he said, I was in my office and I got filled with the Holy Spirit and I began to speak in other tongues and they give me the left foot of fellowship, took away my credentials and took away my church. And he said, when I come to the meeting, I was desperate. And he said, I came to get a word, but when the word came, I was hurting too bad to hear it. He said, thank you for being obedient and prophesying. But the Holy Spirit told him and said, within 3 years, you're going to plant 6 churches. Come on now. We didn't know that he had just been kicked out of his church. That empty chair didn't know, but the Holy Spirit knew. Come on. Look at somebody say, be obedient. You can't just look at the natural. Listen, George, God's bringing you to a new season of discernment, a new season of faith, and the grace of God upon you. Amen. And you're gonna walk by the kingdom. You're going to walk by faith and not by sight. Come on. I was back in Montreal 2 years later in a minister's conference. The brother was there, and he brought 2 pastors with him. He said, these are 2 new church plants that I've planted. Look at somebody say, God's good. I believe God wants you to come into alignment with his word this year. And many of you are on prophetic teams after the meeting here. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord. Amen. And wage war with that word. Come into agreement with that word of the Lord and begin to fight the good fight of faith. Work the word. Come on now. And so Jane Hammond was prophesying, this is a season of a new release, amen, of the prophet's reward, that miracle that money cannot buy. Amen. Stand with me, would you please? In Jesus' name. I'm going to give this back to the leaders here in just a moment, but I'm going to ask us just to join hands across this sanctuary. And I just want to pray a prayer of faith over all of us that are here. Time has gone so fast. As we're binding together right now, I'm binding every spirit of division that would try to divide the body of Christ. I don't care your denomination, your affiliation, or what church you belong to. God does not want you separated from the body. And in your churches, I don't know how many churches we have represented here tonight. But let me start with Marion Christian Center and just let it go out to every other church that is represented here tonight. CI Family Worship Center in Versailles, Indiana. That you cannot be separated from the vision where God has set you. And everything that was appointed to try to disappoint you or to try to cut you away or to cut you out, I break that assignment now in Jesus' name. And as I'm praying in the spirit, I see a big plow going through the congregation. Amen. It's like God is plowing up the ground. He is plowing up the soil. And there came a time when the weed seed that the robbers planted in the master's field, there came a time when that weed seed was actually rooted up and it was separated from the righteous seed. And God says, I am plowing and I am cutting up all of the seed of negativity that was sown in your city, the seed of negativity that has been sown against your family, the seed of negativity that's been sown against your business, and everything that has come against you. This is a time I'm plowing it up, I am rooting it out, and this will be the time that your seed is going to begin to flourish, your seed is going to begin to grow, your seed is going to begin to prosper, your seed is going to begin to blossom. And God said, because I am now pouring out of my spirit upon you. And the Lord said, if you have faith to receive it, I'm releasing angels on assignment before you, and war is being made in the heavens in your behalf. And God said, this is a time for your kingdom release and your kingdom increase, says the Lord. Now, Father, I charge each one as we hold hands here tonight, God, Lord, that a spirit of unity, God, be released in Ohio. And God, every assignment of the enemy, oh God, that is trying to divide this state, that is trying to bring negative information into the state. And God, I drive out the lies of the enemy, Lord, because this state is a warring state and there's a warring anointing upon this state. And God, this is a state of favor and it's a state of recognition. Ignition. And God, it's a state where you're going to release a new ignition, oh God, that is going to ignite them, oh God, into a fresh anointing of warfare. Lord, I just activate an excitement in their heart. Oh, God, to want to worship more than they've ever worshiped. To want to sing more than they've ever sang. To want to shout more than they've ever shouted. Oh, God, to want to lift their hands more than they've ever. To want to dance more than they've ever danced, oh, God. Lord, to put the enemy under their feet, oh, God. And to arise and declare that we are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We are the kingdom of God. And we are the kingdom of righteousness being raised up in this time to possess. God, as I have them standing together in unity right now, Lord, we decree over the government, Lord, over the governors and the lieutenant governors and the, Lord, all of the senators and the state representatives and Lord, the mayors and the chief of police and all throughout the state of Ohio, oh God, from border to border, oh God, that this will be a time of cleansing. And God, as we worship, oh Lord, release the angels of heaven and release the sounds of heaven, oh God, to begin to drive out every force of hell, oh God, that your kingdom will arise in Ohio. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we just give the Lord a shout offering? Can we give the Lord a praise offering right now? Come on, you're not shouting yet. Come on, shout to God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Come on, let your voice be heard in the heavenly that in Ohio, the kingdom of God is coming for such a time as this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Shake hands with somebody and tell them you're in the right place tonight.